Okay, this is January 3rd, Dallas Snyder, 2008, and the topic this month is renewal.
Good evening. Good evening. Well, it is our second meeting in January already, isn't it? No, is this our first? Oh, okay, good. Well, then that makes sense that it's renewal.
Yeah,
I remember it being here last week, but that was, what, the 28th?
We just had a parade.
We had a parade. That's
whoa.
So, in January, let's talk about renewal. And what does that mean? Well, it's the renewal of your mind. If you want to change anything, you have to change your mind. You have to renew your mind and what you're thinking about. So I want to talk a moment about metaphysics and about science of mind and religious science and exactly what this teaching or philosophy is all about. And the whole idea here is that the mind cannot heal the mind. And that's what goes on the outside world. People think that they can go and have their mind healed by another mind, or that their mind, by talking over the problem and over the problem and over the problem, it will eventually heal itself. But the mind cannot heal the mind. And that's the problem with the world outside. It's just, you have to look at the thing differently. What you have to realize is that your spirit is what heals you and will heal your mind. So remember that. But it's the spirit, it's this thing that we call God that is inside of each and every one of us that is doing the work, and that is what will heal us, not our minds. You can think all day long and your mind will not heal itself, but the spirit will heal you. So the other thing to remember about this teaching is that it's a completely God-oriented teaching. Completely God-oriented teaching. When I am talking, I am always talking about God. Now, what we know in religious science is the innermost God and the outermost God are one and the same God. The outside world wants to talk only about the outer God because they want to cause separation. This teaching only teaches unity. We are all connected. There is only one mind. There is only one life. There is only one intelligence. And that is that of God. And we are all some part of that. That's why we make that statement. All that I am is God, but I am not all that God is. Because each and every one of us has divinity within us. We have this thing that we call God inside of us. Call it intelligence, call it power, call it cosmic power, call it Harry, Henry, or whatever you want. But know that that exists inside of you and that you can pull from that inner wealth that's inside of you. And that's what this teaching is about, is learning to go to your center, learning to go to that spirit, that divinity that is inside of you, and realize that it can solve your problem for you. And it does that by working through you. And when I say it works through you, it works through your mind. And that's how you heal your mind, by allowing this power to work through your mind. Instead of thinking you know it all or somebody else knows it all and just keep rehashing the same thing over and over and over again. We don't do that. I ran into this little book. I've had it for years. What is Metaphysics? And I just underlined, of course, always when I read, I underline. The effects of holding to something less than God as reality is a mixed experience of love, hate, anxiety and hope, sorrow and joy. The more we are able to see God as the reality, the more our experience is one of serenity. One of serenity. And that's what we're trying to see. We're trying to see God in everything. In every person, in everything that's in front of you, you have to think of God. The Buddhists have a thing that they can see God in bird doo-doo. They don't look at it and think bird doo-doo. They look at it and think, oh, there's God also. And that's what we have to start to be able to see God in everything and in everybody, and especially in events that happen to us. You have to realize that God is in there, in that event. And that event, regardless of the appearance at the moment, looks horrible. If you go to the center and see God, the event changes because it changes your perspective of it. And that's what life is all about. On the way out here with John, he said about attitude and life. Life is your attitude. What attitude do you have about life itself? But most of all, what attitude do you have about yourself? How are you perceiving yourself? How are you seeing yourself? So in this new year of 2008, have you made up your mind to love yourself? Have you made up your mind to be kind to yourself? And to realize that, yes, different things happen, which I call the nits and fleas of life. But you still have to love yourself. When you get angry at yourself, you can't get angry at being angry, or it's double anger. If you're angry with yourself, you have to sit down and immediately forgive yourself, immediately realize that you're part of this thing that we call God, and start to love yourself. You see? And start to see that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
Yay!
So in this new year, think of that. Make this new year the best year that you've ever had. Make this the best year for yourself. And you can do that by changing your mind about yourself and about the world around you. Start seeing the abundance, the prosperity. Start seeing the money. And it will come to you. That is what your mind does. And that is what this thing called God does. Here in the book it says, what we invest our faith in is what manifests itself in our lives. What we invest our faith in is what manifests itself in our lives. Where is your faith? And what do you have faith in this thing called God? Do you have faith in prosperity and abundance? Put your faith there and start seeing that all the time. You're the one who has to convince your mind. You're the one who has to see these things. No one can see it for you, and no one can do it for you. You have to do it. And you can do that. That's the way it works. You know, whatever we think about, we bring about. It's as simple as that. It's always going to boil down to we live in a mental world and we're using our mind to think. And we can go off on these wonderful tangents and think of God, this, that, and the other thing. But it won't do you a bit of good. It may make you feel good. But unless you see yourself as God in action, unless you see yourself having what you want in life, you're not going to have it. So you have to give yourself permission. You have to give yourself permission to have the different things. And you do that by realizing that you can have them, that you're not taking it from anybody else, that you're worthy, deserving, and totally lovable of those things. And when we don't know that, we don't get anything. And you can make affirmation after affirmation and treatment after treatment. But unless it starts with you, and unless you realize how magnificent you are, how wonderful you are, you're not going to get what you want. You may get some of what you want, but you won't get all of what you want. So it's always up to us. You see, when we blame the outside world, what we are saying is, we have no power. Somebody else did it. As soon as blame comes in, you've given your power away. You see? So you can't give your... You have to say, oh, I'm responsible for my own life. I'm responsible to bring this stuff into me. And it doesn't require anything on the outside of life. I don't care if the economy's bad. That has nothing to do with anything. That is merely a fact that the economy may be bad. Merely a fact that oil prices are up. All those are facts. And we've seen them go up, we've seen them come down. Remember, rich people watch their money go up and down. Poor people go up and down with their money. And this is what you don't want to do. And that's what your mind does, because for some reason there's so much fear around money all the time. And as soon as it starts to go, lack comes in. And as soon as you see lack, that is all you're going to see. You see? So you have to see abundance. You have to see prosperity. And you have to see the thing that money is always freely circulating in your life, and you always have a divine surplus. Now, every once in a while, there's going to be a little catch, and it may look like a stoppage. You cannot concentrate on the stoppage. You have to concentrate on pulling that string and bringing things into you. Simple and easy as that. Okay. I think I've done this one before, but since it's the beginning of the year, I'm going to read this to you one more time. And this is how simple and how easy this teaching is. Here again, since it's the beginning of the year, we'll go back to basics. We'll do this renewal of spirit. We'll do the renewal of mind. And we'll do a renewal of this teaching so that you realize that it is simple. What happens is, everyone, when they get into this, they start out thinking it's simple. Then they start to make it that complicated, and they start buying every damn book that comes down the highway, thinking that they're going to learn something different. I'm telling you, if you know that it's a mental world, and that you're using your mind, and your mind is doing everything to you, that nothing on the outside of life, and no one on the outside of life, has any power. It's all done with choosing the way you want to think and how you want to think about yourself and the world around you. That's how easy and simple it is. Once you know that, here's the rest of it. The first step to create your dreams is just putting the pictures in your mind. Just put the picture in your mind of what you want. We can all do that. You have to see that. And you have to feel that. Your thoughts are real. As you get specific about what you would like, your higher self immediately goes out and begins to create it for you. You do not have to know when or how it will come. You have to have that faith that when you ask, when you were a child and you asked your parents for something, you usually got it. Know that with God, you always get it. But you have to ask, and you have to see that. Just like a kid wants a train, he sees that train. He starts to play with that train in his mind. This is what you have to do. And that's, what is that? That's making a mental equivalent. You can never get away from this mental equivalent. You can never get away from this mental thing. We call it science of mind, which means it has to have some mental thing with it. Of course, then they change it to science of mind, and they change it to religious science. Then people start to think, oh, there's this, that, and the other thing, you see. And there's not, you see. People think they have to go to God and beg God for something. You don't go to God and beg something. You cannot change the mind of God, people. You cannot change the mind of God. You can only change your mind. So you start to change your mind. You don't plead. You don't do any of that stuff that I still see people thinking, well, I must not have been good because God didn't give me that. God only sees good. God only knows God. Good. God only is good. So God sees good for you. You have to see it for yourself. As soon as you start to see it for yourself, it's there. It's all there. All you need to do is get clear about what you want and dare to think big. Get clear and dare to think big. Isn't that wonderful? Ask for what you want, no matter how impractical or far-fetched it may seem. Your higher self will go out and begin bringing your wishes to you. As you allow yourself to dream, you are creating a new reality. A new reality. Many teachings say that this life that we're going through is just a dream state. That we are dreaming this whole thing. And what we are trying to do is dream a new dream. Dream a different dream. You see. If we want to change this world, we have to dream it differently. We dreamed this all up, and we all got in accord with it. And we said, well, that's the way the world is. So we all started to dream the same dream. Learn to dream a different dream. That's all. Don't participate in the dream that's going on. Participate in your own dream. This one I just absolutely love, and here for the beginning of the year, I think this is marvelous. Why be defeated when you are free to draw upon a higher power that can do everything for you? Now, we sit here week after week, year after year, and we say this wonderful thing, God, which I always say, everyone knows that God is mighty, God is powerful, but do you know that God is useful? You have to use God. Oh, there go. People go, oh, how could you say such a thing? You can't use God. You most certainly can use God. It's the only thing you can use. That's the only thing there is there to use. What else are you going to use? Nothing else. So you have to be able to use God. But we all know that. So why do we think that we're defeated? Why be defeated when you are free to draw upon a higher power that can do anything for you? And we believe that, don't we? And then what do? We forget to draw on that power. We forget to ask God for what we want. We forget to say, thank you, God. And look at God as a friend. Look at God as your father. Look at God as the best thing that's ever happened. The richest person in the whole universe. And that he's so rich that, yes, God can give everyone everything that they want and still have more. You see, and still have more. So don't be afraid to ask God for things. How many times have I said, make God your friend? Talk to God just like you would your best friend, just like you would your lover. Talk to God like that. It was Rumi who fell in love with God and said, God is my lover. Oh, how could you say things like that? Well, it's absolutely true. You have to love God. God has to become your lover. So think of those things. You see, we coming over here tonight, and there was a sign out in front of one of the Glendale Hospital said, if you're lonely and something, lonely
depressed.
Lonely, if you're lonely and depressed, join the senior peer group. Now, I can imagine a bunch of old people, and I'm old.
We're lonely and depressed.
And lonely and depressed, and you're going to join a group. Now, where do you think you're going to get with that? You're going to get lonely and depressed. You're going to get lonely and depressed. I had a friend years ago who wanted to love her so badly. And he said, "Well, what do you think I should do?" I said, "Well, not what you're doing. What are you doing?" He said, "Well, I joined a singles group."
There you go.
I said, "And what do you do?" He said, "Oh, we go bowling. We do this, that, and the other thing." I said, "Yes. You do all those different things to distract you from what you really want. If you join a singles group, you're immediately saying, I'm single. If you want to find somebody, join a group, a couples group. You don't join a single group and expect to become a couple." You see? How stupid. All right. I don't know where that came from. The mind. Now listen to this. The mind, ever the willing servant, will respond to the boldness. For boldness in effect is a command to deliver mental resources. Does anyone remember one of my little favorite sayings? Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. I have a friend who says, Dallas, how do you get people to do things? I'm bold. I ask and then I stand there and be very bold till they say yes. And it defeats them every time. They say yes. They say yes to it. I told you this story about when I was buying a gift for my friend Dan. Remember, he was the one who took me to Canada, flew us to Canada for that birthday, flew all those people, put us up and all that. Wonderful time. So when I came back, I knew he was into shamanism and he is a shaman. So I found out of the closet, in fact, a beautiful handmade mask in a big lucite case. It was just gorgeous. And I looked at it, and this was before I had my cataract operation. I thought it said $150. So I waited and I thought, because I know they keep marking things down if they stay for 30 days. So after 30 days, it was still in the window, so I went into the store and I said to them, I'm ready to offer this man $75. So I said to him, I'm interested in that mask for $150 in the window. He said, we have no mask in the window for $150. I said, oh, you most certainly do. He said, no, we don't. I said, well, come here, let's look. We went outside and looked. He said, that doesn't say $150, it says $750. I said, $750? He said, yes. And he said, I couldn't sell it for less than $750 because the man who brought it in told me he paid $950 for it. I just stopped and looked at him, and you know what he said? Okay, I'll give it to you for $150. And now when I got it home, I was cleaning it. It was dusty. And on the back was the original price from some art store, $950. $950. You have to be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. And you cannot buy into the appearance. When somebody says it's worth $1,000, to them it's worth $1,000. To me it's worth $50. You want $50? I'll give you $50. You know, you have to decide those things. That's what our minds do. So think of that and be bold. Use that. This one. Free your mind from the self-imposed idea of restriction. Nothing and no one can keep you from creating the kind of life that pleases you. Affirm this and believe it. Nothing and no one can keep you from creating the kind of life that pleases you. Now, isn't that wonderful? So think of that. What kind of life do you want? We're the ones who impose restrictions on ourselves. We're the ones who say something cannot be done. We say all the time, and you've heard this since a childhood, all things are possible with God. You've heard that since you were day one. Mm-hmm. And then now we're grown-ups. And most of us have lived half our lives. And we're not using that. And we're not using that. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. So keep those things in mind if during this new year. Don't let another year go by without having the life that you want, without creating that. And letting your mind say, well, it's because of the economy, it's because my mother doesn't want me to do it, it's because my lover doesn't want me to do it, it's because of this, that, the other thing. No, it's always because of you. That's where you see you, when we mentioned earlier, blame. You cannot blame anybody else. As soon as you blame anybody else, you give your power away. And you say, they're causing it. You have to say, I am the cause onto my own experience. I am the cause onto my own experience. And when you look at that experience, when you don't like it, you don't get all upset. You say, ooh, look how powerful I am. I created that and I don't like it. Now I can create something else. I can create something else. But it always boils down to you're going to be the creator of your own experience. You're the one that's doing that. And you're doing that with your beliefs, your attitudes, your viewpoints. So learn to change those things about yourself. And it's easy to change an attitude. We all know when we have a bad attitude, and we know we can change it. If you can change a bad attitude, you can change anything. It's up to you. It's a choice in life, how you want to think. And your mind keeps telling you that it is separated from you somewhere. You cannot do that. Your mind is not you. I don't know what we're doing here. Seance.
On that note, we're breaking for television commercial.
Sorry, we're breaking now for a commercial. Spiritual mind treatment is not trying to talk God into anything. It is talking yourself into something. We're always trying to convince ourselves of something. Treatment develops the consciousness of the one treating. We are always trying to stretch our consciousness to be able to contain what we want. And what happens is, you want all these things, but you have not stretched your consciousness. Right. Think of your consciousness as the container. And if you have a small container, you cannot put all the stuff that you want in it. You have to keep stretching and stretching and stretching. And you do that with your thinking. And how do we start with that? By knowing that we're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. And we have to say that 9,000 times a day. I say it all the time. I say it all the time. To bring in, to stretch myself, and to be able to see what I want to see in life. Remember, we don't see with our eyes. We see with our mind. So we learn to change that thinking. Remember, your mind takes instructions from you. Your mind takes instructions from you. Not from anybody else. You can come to these classes, you can listen to everything I say, but I cannot change your mind. Only you can do that. I cannot breathe for you, and I cannot eat for you. I can put all this stuff in front of you, but you must partake of it. You must make it yours. Stretch your consciousness, and then these things will come into your life. Now, we've all had disappointments in our life. We've all had disappointments in our life. We've all had bad things happen to us. We've all had a childhood, people say, nobody's childhood was perfect, which is absolutely true. But in 2008, let's start to forget all those things, all those disappointments. You see, if you keep remembering all the disappointments, all the failures and so forth, all you're going to do is repeat. And you're going to bring in last year into this year. What happened last year has nothing to do with you whatsoever. Mm. Nothing to do with you whatsoever. So don't let your mind take you back and say, oh, remember when this happened and that happened? It happened, yes. But it does not have to affect you in any way. And give up this idea that it was your childhood and your parents and all that garbage that is causing you to be who you are. You have made up your mind to be who you are because of those things. But you're the one who did it, you see. You're the one who did it. Experience does not create belief. Belief creates experience. What are you believing in this new year? Are you believing that you're worthy, deserving, totally level one, you matter? Are you believing that you're magnificent? Are you believing that you do have a spirit inside of you, that you have the seed of the divine inside of you, that you are godlings in the making, that there is a germ inside of you that wants to develop into the divinity that you truly are? Or are you just using this for lip service? You have to start believing it. You have to start seeing it. And you don't do that. Why? Because, oh, well, no one else is doing it. And who the hell do you think I am? And what are people going to say if I get spiritual? And what are people going to do? Well, who the hell cares what people say? You know, if you're worried about what other people are saying, get out of this teaching. This teaching does not care. You see? What anybody's thinking about you is none of your business. The only thing that is your business is what are you thinking about yourself? What are you thinking about yourself and what are you thinking about other people? You see. Don't do it to yourself. We waste all our time and all our energy outside of our own self. And it does not improve us. And we love to improve other people. We love to say, oh, well, I can tell them exactly how to change this, that, and the other thing. And we think that that's very powerful. Don't try to change other people. Try to change yourself. You can't change other people. Give that idea up. Oh, that's the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard of. You know, you can give people suggestions and stuff, but you can't change them. They have to decide to change. But you can change yourself, and there's a wonderful project. That's a wonderful project for the whole year. Learn how to change yourself and be happy about changing yourself. And where does it start? It starts with loving yourself and raising your own self now and forgetting all the stuff that you heard that's out there in the world, that you heard from your parents, your family, the upbringing that you had, the small town mentality that you lived in, all that kind of stuff. Give it all up and say, that has nothing to do with me whatsoever. I am the one who's choosing my thinking, and I'm thinking of myself as prosperous this year. I'm thinking myself as successful. Now, we've had that affirmation once before. Think of yourself as successful and feel the success. How do you feel being successful? Get that feeling running through you. Mm-hmm. Get that feeling running through you. And keep it running till that happens for you. Well, we get discouraged out there. And we think, oh, this is the end of the world. It's never going to be the end of the world. There's always going to be a reversal of a fortune. We have no idea that right now somebody could knock on that door and say to Reba, you know, I'm a long-lost relative, and I forgot to tell you that your great-uncle died, and he left all this money to you.
See? I forgot, too.
Yeah. But this is what you have to think.
Okay.
You have to think that way. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, what good, you know, you're saying, mm-hmm. oh, well, I'll never make it. No, one in a while, I'll never get a break. I'll never get this, the other thing. You can't do that. Think of reversible fortune. You see? People can, you know, you can make $1 million overnight. Somebody can give you $1 million. You never knew that. But you have to know that's one of the possibilities. That is one of the possibilities. We live, move, and have our being in a field of nothing but possibilities. But we keep choosing the same thing. Remember Albert Einstein said, if you want to solve a problem, you cannot solve it from the same thinking that caused the problem. And that's what we keep trying to do. You have to learn to think differently about it. Your life will not change if you keep thinking the same thoughts. Your life will not change if you keep thinking of yourself as the same person. I can't do this, I can't do that, I never said. My mother told me this, this happened, that happened. The teacher told me I couldn't do this, blah, 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 blah. Whatever. If that's going on inside of your mind, that's going to keep going on inside of your mind. And of course, in miracles, it says, are your limitations and they will be yours forever. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do not argue with it. Change it. And you can change. We can all learn to do what we want to do. It may take a little effort. But isn't life, what would life be if it was effortless? You'd just be sitting around like a marshmallow. Mm. Isn't it fun to get up and create something? Isn't it fun to go to work? Oh, I love getting up. You know? I do. And I always loved going to work. Never hated going to work. You know? Because there's something out there. All right. If we want something different, we must think differently. And this may require finding unfamiliar ways of approaching a new subject. Mm-hmm. Unfamiliar ways of approaching a new subject. So think of that. When you think of your mind, don't think of it as encased inside of this skull. Think of you living and moving and having your being in the mind of God, that this mind is all around you, and that this mind that we call the mind of God knows everything, is capable of doing everything, and you are some part of that mind. In religious science, we say, what is known in one spot in mind must be known in all spots in mind. That's how spiritual mind treatment works. If I can hold something for you in my mind, that's a spot in the mind of God. And if that spot knows it, then all the spots must know it, and one of those spots has to be your spot, so then you must know it also. You see how it works? So you have to, you can never say, oh, I have a bad mind, or I can't think, or I can't get that, or I better do whatever is going through your mind. You have to say, ah, I have a good mind, and I can get my work. That's by Norman Vincent Peale, by the way. I learned that 35 years ago by reading The Art of Positive Thinking. If you have never read The Art of Positive Thinking, pick it up and read it. It's a wonderful...
Is it from The Power of Positive Thinking? Or The Art of
Thinking? I think it was The Art. It could be The Power of Positive Thinking, but it's Norman Vincent Peale. Wonderful man. Wonderful man. Mm-hmm. But you have to think of that. What do I think about my mind, do you see? You have to... Some people think, oh, I never think right. I hear people say that. and everything's great. Well, okay. Get away from me. No, you want to. You have to talk to yourself all day long. You're the one mm-hmm. that has to talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. And you have to say nice things about yourself all day long. How many people here are still complimenting themselves?
Yes.
Yes. You have to give yourself a compliment all the time. You're the one that's building. That's stretching your consciousness. That's seeing things in a completely new and different way. And that is the only way your life is going to change, by doing it. But we keep getting convinced by the world outside there. Stop letting yourself be so influenced by what's going on the outside of life. It will not do anything for you. But what you're thinking inside has everything to do with everything. That's how you get your money. That's how you get your job. That's how you get your relationships. That's how you get everything. So if your life is not working, it's very easy. Remember, I started this whole thing by saying, let's go back to basics. Let's go back to renewing things. Let's go back to see how absolutely simple this teaching is. And this teaching is all about what you think about, you bring about. What you think about yourself, you bring about. So learn to think differently about yourself and start with that. And then build your picture of what you want for the future. See yourself on your sitcom. See yourself with your one-man show in the movies or whatever. You also want to be in the movie. We have three actors right there. But you have to see yourself doing all that. Mm-hmm. And feeling it. What will it feel like? What will it feel like? How much are you going to be paid for your sitcom? Have you thought of that? So they hire you and you know how much, but you're going to ask for?
Starting off, $35,000 an episode.
See,
you figure ahead in my head.
All right.
There you go.
At least.
Yes.
This is something better.
Or more. Mm-hmm. Yes. But you have to know that a lot of people have no idea.
$35,000.
What they want.
Yes.
Can you hear
him.
Yourself?
I didn't hear him.
Can you hear yourself? See yourself having $35,000 an episode? That's a week. $35,000 a week.
Yeah, sweet.
That's sweet.
Well, they, but feel it and get mm-hmm. excited about that. And
yeah,
see
so
that.
They do a year.
Right.
This is.
Pardon?
How many episodes do they do a year?
24.
26. 20. Is half of a 52 week year.
That's still good money.
Oh. And on reruns, you get 90% of that again.
All right, but the point is that it's good money. You have to have a visualization, don't you?
You have to have a visualization. You have to see it. Have you written yourself out a check for that much and hung it on your refrigerator or someplace where you can see it every day?
Mm-hmm.
Have you done that? I suggest that you do that.
$910,000, you guys, right there.
Mm-hmm. When I wanted to sell something in the real estate business, I went out and put a sold sign in front of the place and took a picture of it. Mm-hmm. People say, oh, is that one? Oh, did you sell that? Yep, I sold that.
I did the same thing. I had them sitting in my office. Did you sell those kind of? Absolutely.
Yeah. We have to do them. It's already done. Who was it you said last week? Were you the one who said... you must always see the cup is broken?
Yeah.
Because it will be broken at one point. You must always see it's sold because it will be at one point. But if you don't see it sold, it's not going to sell.
I went to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and got an official full-color photograph of an Oscar and framed it.
Yes.
It's up in my...
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you do.
Absolutely. Do that for yourself. Get an Oscar. You could borrow my Oscar if you want to take a picture with it. You didn't know I had that, did you? You have to do this visualization and you have to do this feeling. So in this new year, think of those things. And yes, it may seem silly, And it may seem simple, but it is silly and simple. Your mind works better with those little things than it does with the other things. You see? Make this teaching as simple as you can. Okay, how do we make it as simple as we can? Oh, guess what? There's a God. I'm part of that God. That God's very wealthy. And I can have that wealth. Or that God's very intelligent. I can have that intelligence. Or that God's very creative and I can have that creativity. Mm-hmm. You see? And then realize that your life is the life of God manifest on this plane of action. You see? And that you are important. Not only do you matter to this thing called God, you must learn to matter to yourself. You must learn to realize that God would be incomplete without you. You see? God needs you. The same way as we need our hand. You see, we could cut our hand off, right? But we wouldn't be complete. So if we're missing, and what you're missing in the mind of God, then the mind of God is not complete. You see? Because you're some part of that. And that's what you need to know. Now, the other thing you need to know, since you're some part of this thing called God, and we know that God's create, we know that God is creative, aha, guess what? I must be creative. But now, how do I create? Ah, the only way I know how to create is with my mind. So, oh, no, but you use your hands. Well, you can't use your hands without using your mind. And it's always going to boil down to your mind. Simple, 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 simple. It's always going to boil down to what you are thinking. It's going to boil down to this is a mental world. And it's going to boil down to what's out picturing in your reality first is in the mind. Nothing comes into this world that's not first in the mind. You were a very student member of Peggy Bassett. Peggy Bassett was a minister in Huntington Beach, and here's what she said. Somebody said, oh, tattoos on a man in church all over. How could anyone do that to themselves? How could anyone put tattoos on their body? And she said, first, it's in your mind. First, it's in your mind. You have to remember that. I have a cold. First, it was in my mind. It has to always start in your mind. That's called first cause, people. That's called first cause. And the world and your own mind wants to convince you in secondary causation. What is secondary causation? This cold came from a germ. The germs are always around. Mm-hmm. Always around. But what are you thinking in your mind? Think it's time I get a cold. I think this. I'm confused. I'm depressed. I'm this. I'm that. Whoops. Cold comes on. Cold comes on. Always going to be in the mind first. Now, we say, oh, that's awful to be able to say something like that. You need to tell me that I caused my own cancer. I'm going to say yes. You did. But you forgive yourself. You don't blame yourself for that. You say, look how powerful I am. I created this, so now I'm going to uncreate it. And I'm not going to listen to the doctors in the world out there who say, oh, now you've got it. You have to do this and chemotherapy and this will happen and that will happen. Yada, 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 yada. Clean up your thinking. Clean up your life. Clean up your lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And these things will go away. But it's always going to start in the mind. And that's what's so difficult for people in this plane of action and in this world that we live in to remember, because the world tells you it's not your fault. It is not your fault. And the world gets worse and worse at telling you that. And it tries to protect you all the time by giving you little gadgets We now have little gadgets for the door, so if somebody breaks in, the alarm goes off. We ride a motorcycle. You have to ride it now with all the equipment to keep you from being hurt. You see? See, because it's not your fault if you get hurt. You see? We're taking away our responsibility. And that's what the world wants to do. The world is very clever. And the people that are running the world out there want you to believe that you're not responsible for anything. And as soon as you get to the idea that you're not responsible for anything, they can sell you every damn thing that comes down the pike. They will sell you everything. Start to think. This whole teaching is about learning to develop wisdom and seeing the difference, you see. Mm-hmm. But it's always going to start with your mind. So when anything happens, you say to yourself, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? And then take responsibility for that. The accident that I had with the car, I take full responsibility for that, and I know exactly what was going through my mind. Now, I said earlier, I'm always caused under my own experience. I caused that accident, and I take full responsibility for that, and I say to myself, look how powerful I am. If I can create this and create an accident, I can create something better. So when the woman jumped out of the car, yelling and screaming at me, I was ready to push back all that energy on her. I stood right there and said, oops, here comes God. Here comes God. Remember, Flip Wilson, here come the judge. Here come God. Here come God. I saw him. I said to her, let's not blame anyone till we find out. And it's an event. I'm not hurt. You're not hurt. The car can be fixed. The car is getting fixed. I'm in turmoil because I feel like I went down the rabbit hole because I have to work in the world and I'm not used to working in the world. So what they say and what they do is crazy making. But I'm getting all that worked out. So it's going to cost me money. So what? I say, thank you, God. I have the money to do this. And the woman is not... The insurance company said she's not claiming anything. She says nothing happened to her truck. Well, I think because the truck looked awful to me. She's had enough accidents. She doesn't want something on her records on her insurance again. Mm-hmm. So she's bowing out of that. But I was in her right away, which is a blanket thing in the insurance business. So you're not going to argue your way out of that. Yeah, that's a blanket. It's like if you hit somebody from the rear, it's always your fault.
You're both the cause, right?
Pardon?
Are you both the cause?
No,
the
I'm the cause because it's the right of way.
Right.
So, do I sit and punish myself? No. I sit down, I love, I bless, I release it. I thank that I'm not hurt. I love, bless, and release her. I see her as God. I see the whole situation as God. And it will all come back to normal. That's what it means. I'm the cause under my own experience. I could be berating that, I could be killing myself, I could be talking nasty, dirty, and the whole works about the whole thing. I could be completely upset about the money. Now, what good is that going to do? That's not going to help me at all. That's using my energy in a way that I do not want to use my energy. I want to use my energy to heal, bless, and prosper myself. I say. So you just, that's it. An event that happened, an experience. I love it, I bless it, I let it go. And I'm not going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again. I've learned the lesson from it. This is how you use your mind. This is what this teaching is about. This is why earlier when I said the mind cannot heal the mind, I was at a brunch on Sunday where a lady there said, well, what's wrong is you cannot get people, there are not enough psychiatrists and so forth to take care of all the sick people that are out there. You call for, you know, and this is true, whatever field she's in. She still thinks that the mind can heal the mind. you're saying. And there's all the people out there who think the mind can heal the mind. And if you've noticed that psychiatry, mental health, we'll call it, the mental health, if there were at one time 50-some disorders of the mind, there are now thousands, you know, that come up with a new one every 2 minutes. And whether they come up with alongside
a new drug.
A new drug to take care of it. Right. You know, you have ADD here, take a pill. Mm-hmm. You're hyper, take a pill. You're this, take a pill. You're that, da 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 da.
I tend to swallow every few minutes.
You're bipolar, take a pill. I called a cousin of mine, and I said, well, how's your daughter doing? Her daughter was getting a divorce. She said, well, she had a really rough Dallas over the Christmas holidays, but she went to the doctor, and he upped her medication. And he upped her medication. Did they talk? Did they tell her that she's worthy, deserving, totally level, I mean, she matters, that she's a wonderful human being? And the attempt called marriage failed, but she did not fail. No, don't tell anyone that. Take a pill. Take a pill.
Yeah.
This year, make this a simple teaching. Think of it as a God-oriented teaching. That you are centered in this thing called God, that you're one with this thing called God, and that this thing called God wants to give you everything. So start asking for what you want, start seeing what you want, start feeling what you want. And prove to yourself, because you can read book after book after book, but if you don't do it for yourself and feel God, then you're only reading, it's just hollow, you know? It's that without love on a hollow vessel or symbols, when the symbols don't crash together or something. Learn to do that. Learn to love yourself. Learn to see yourself the way you want to be. And then start moving in that direction. Start becoming that thing. Easy. Simple teaching. Renewal in this year, in this month. Renewing your mind, seeing yourself. It's called renewing a right spirit within you. And renew that spirit within you. And get familiar, get friendly with this thing called God. Don't see God far off. Don't see God as aloof. Don't see God as something that other people can have and you can't have. That's ridiculous. You are God, for goodness sake. You can't be anything else. So when the mind says, oh, that's not true, you have to argue with your mind. You have to make this thing true for yourself. That is the way it works. So it's always going to be done unto you as you believe. Very simple, very easy. What are you thinking about all day long? You live in a mental world. You have a mind, and you must learn to use your mind. You must learn that your mind is yours. It is not you, and it is yours to use. Can't be any simpler than that. And then use your treatments, use your affirmations, and make them work for you. Embed them in you till you absolutely believe it. Here are some affirmations for you. My dreams come true. My dreams come true. So make this the year that your dream comes true. I picture abundance for myself and others. Excuse me. When you're thinking about abundance, think about abundance for yourself and for others. Otherwise, you become greedy. And your mind hears that. I want it all. I want all the abundance. I want all the abundance. No, you have to know there's abundance for everybody. You see? And always go back to that thing when you see people with money, say, ha ha, delighted. I'm delighted that they have all that. Because what God can do for others, God can do for me. And we learned that, didn't we, at a very early age? All things are possible with God. We learned at a very early age. And what God can do for others, God can do for me. I think we used to sing that in Sunday school or something. And then we grow up and we forget all that because the world erodes all that from us. Remember, the world is very convincing. Don't let it convince you. I am an unlimited being. I can create anything I want. Remember that. You can create anything you want. It's a choice. Remember my friend who said, I've been rich and I've been poor and I like rich better. So learn to love rich. It's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Yay!